Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Gimel, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Mechusar Zman when it comes to animals. Mechusar Zman, too early when it comes to animals, especially in Kadshim. But as we'll see, it relates to Chulin as well. So the pasuk tells us in Parshas Emor, in the beginning of the Yontif laning, there's a couple of psukim that don't really have to do with Yontif, and it's interesting that that's our minhag of starting the Yontif laning with these psukim. Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe Limar in Perach Habeis, Shor o chesev o eiz ki valeid, vayashivas yavim tachazimo. When an ox or a sheep or a goat is born, for a week it has to be with its mother. You cannot give it as a carbon in the first week of its after its birth. When we yom hashmini vahala, after day 8, or starting from day 8, yeratzel a carbon isha l'Hashem, so then it can be a carbon, right? That's mechusar zman. Before that time, it is mechusar zman. The pasuk then gives another example of a mechusar zman, which is really a separate topic, but it's another example. V'shor ose oso ve'es beno lo sishchatu b'yom echad. Ox or a sheep, also a parent and a child. We're not going to get into the different details. The Gemara Chulin has different deyas. Is it dafka a mother and a child? Is it also a father? But either way, the Israel of Oso Vesmano, they cannot be shechted on the same day. So right when I shecht, let's say, a mother, so then the child, the offspring, cannot be shechted that day. That's also a form of Mechusar Zman, because I have to wait till tomorrow to shecht it. So these are two examples of Mechusar Zman, even though Shor Oso Vesbino is a separate Isser, but this is the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. And the Gemara here on today's Daf tells us that even the Seir HaMishtaleach, based on a special Pasuk, the Seir HaMishtaleach is not going to be shechted, but it also cannot be Mechusar Zman. Right, a seir mishtaleach, you can't use a 5-day-old seir for the seir hamishtaleach. Right? Hopefully we'll talk about it. There are a number of times in halacha that we do something with an animal that's not actually being makrivit, but it's parallel. There's a process that the Torah demands for us to do with it, and there are discussions in the Gemara and the Rishonim, you know, how parallel are those processes to a real avoda. So, seir la'azazel. It's not really a karbon, right? You're pushing it off a cliff. You're not being makravid, but there are certain rules that apply to karbonos. Do those apply to seir mishtaleach also? So that's a question. That's a question. Each one is discussed. Or the egla arufa, right? We break the neck of the egla by the anonymous corpse, also discussed. You know, how is that related to regular avodah? That's just two examples. There's more, but egla rufa and sirla zazel and paraduma. Obviously, paraduma is closest, but it's also you burn it on harazesim, right? Not a regular carbon. But here, so this is one of the examples. The Gemara brings a pasuk to teach me that the seer hamishtaleach, the seer lazazel, is not allowed to be mechusar zman. Remember, we're in the parak of shnei seirei, right? This whole parak is about these two goats, which the Mishnah had said already in Daf Samach Beis, have to be basically exactly the same. If you remember, the Mishnah said they have to be same height and same appearance, and they cost the same money, and you buy them together, all the chanchila. But the Gemara here has that marker. So asks the Gemara, why do you need a pasuk to teach me that the seir hamishtaleach is not allowed to be mechusar zman before the goral takes place? Right, before we do the lottery, they're both standing in front of us. They both have the potential to be the seir l'Hashem, to be the seer that's going to be Hukrav in the Beis HaMikdash. So why, ask the Gemara, do you need a separate makar, a separate pasuk to teach me that Mechusar Zman is no good for the seir mishtaleach? You already know, before you do the lottery, both goats have to be ra'uy to be able to be used for a regular karbon. So already we already know it can't be Mechusar Zman. So I need a separate pasuk to teach me that, oh, the seir mishtaleach cannot be Mechusar Zman. Time of the Rabbi Rachmana, says the Gemara in the middle. Hello, Rabbi. If the pasuk wouldn't have included separately a pasuk, Hava Amina, Seir Mishtaleach Kadosh B'Mechusar Zman. You would have thought it's okay. Ask the Gemara, you're never going to have the Hechi Timsi. You're never going to have the Mitzius. Because before you get to its being the seer that you're going to send out, before that, before you do the lottery, both animals are standing here, and they both have to be fitting to be a Karban Lashem. So what do you need a separate pasuk for? So the Gemara comes up with a number of suggestions that cases that you wouldn't have these animals doing the hagrala. What happens if after you're about to bring the seir l'Hashem and the animal dies? So there's one opinion that says that maybe you could just bring another goat besides doing another hagrola. So that's an example where it's going to go straight to being the seir mishtaleach. It's not going to have to go through the hagrola and have the potential to be a seir l'Hashem. Or if it gets a mum. Or as it gets a mum, right? The one I said before was Rabbi Shimon. Meisechad mehem, maybe chavir shalom b'hagrola. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So you come up with these hechitimsis that create a situation that the seir la azazel, the seir la hamishtaleach, was not subject to hagrola, did not have the lottery, and therefore you might have thought that it could be b'chusrusman. You might have thought that since it's not a real karban in that sense, so you could do it even before day 8. Kamash balan. That's why you need the pasuk. Good. Ask some of the achronim, and this is getting to a little bit of our sugya. Ask some of the achronim, I have another suggestion. Why didn't the Gemara make the following suggestion? There is a discussion in the achronim. When we say 8 days, how do we interpret that? What does that mean? Let's say there's an animal born an hour before sunset on Tuesday. On Tuesday, an hour before sunset. So once you get now to Wednesday, what day is that? So we have a major discussion in a number of areas of halacha. Do you need me'es la'es, or do you say mixas la'yam kukulo? Meaning, do you say, it doesn't matter, you have an hour before shkia, so right when you get to Tuesday night, Wednesday, that's already day 2. And when is this baby going to be roy to be a karban? Right? Tuesday is day 1, even though you only have an hour of Tuesday. Wednesday is day 2, you keep going. The following Tuesday is day 8, so in the morning, on Tuesday morning, you can bring it as a karban the following week. Is that good enough? You haven't had 8 24-hour or 7 24-hour periods where you have what's called me'es la'es, where you go exactly. Do you need a full, right, 7 complete days? And this would be less than that, right? It was born Tuesday night, then you can be makriv Tuesday morning. Is that good enough? Right, just the day of, or do you need me'es la'es? You have to wait till Tuesday at the moment that it was born, a week before. Now, which one is it? So some achronim say, well, if you would say that you would need me'es la'es, then the Gemara should have said that. Why? Because I have a hechitimsi, say the Achronim. What happens if you do the Hagrala 10 o'clock in the morning, but you're only going to shech this karban at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right, on Yom Kippur? So maybe, right, the Gemara is saying, oh, it has to be fitting to be a karban, Kadosh Lashem. But one second, you could have the following case. It's Mechusar Zman at 10 o'clock in the morning, but by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be Roy. So that would be good enough. The fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that must mean that that's wrong. Meaning it's a raya against that shita. It must be that you don't need to wait a complete 7 24-hour periods until you get to this time the following week. It must be that you don't need that. And all you need is the morning of. So all you need is the morning of. So you're never going to have a case where it'll be roy bifnim later, while b'shas hagrala, it'll still be mechusar ban. The Gemara didn't suggest that, because it won't come up. So who suggests this? The Zera Avraham. The Zera Avraham. Who was the Zera Avraham? The Zera Avraham was Rav Loftier, right? Rav Avram Loftier, who corresponded with the son-in-law of the, who was the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma, and he corresponded with Rav Menachem Zemba. And those correspondences are Rav Menachem Zemba, one of the Gedolei Olam that was killed in the Holocaust. Hashem Yikom Damo. So this is the conversations and the letters that went back and forth. They're mostly in Yoni Kadshim. Mostly, it's not like Tshuvas that you would look up, you know, a Shaila, Lamaisa, but you know, this most of the Tshuvas that he writes in the Hagdama, on the Shar blot, the Shar page. Tshuvas Shekasav Liyedida Harav Agona Baki Atzum Reb Nachum Zemba Mali Reb Avram Loftier Laiba Loftier Chasna Debe Nasi Agona Kadosh Adir Rebir Simcha Bal Ar Sameach. So if you look there in Simon Gimel, he quotes this raya. Ubagufa davar the mechusar zman aser b'achila yesh lo orer mechusar zman not allowed to eat. So he says, "Gmar Yuma sama Gimel." So if yesh lo orer davish kachas, I have another suggestion again to answer the Gemara's question of why do you need a separate pasuk to exclude mechusar zman from sir mishdaleach kigon shesir achad yiakol lo ches yamim b'chatzos hayom. If you have a full Me'es la'es, that finishes at chatzos. V'agrola yasa kodem chatzos. And the agrola will be in the morning. So it'll be mechusar zman in the morning, but it'll be roy to be used as a carbon later. So I would have thought that was kosher. I would have thought you're allowed to do that, because by the time you give it as a carbon, it's not going to be mechusar zman anymore. So maybe I would have thought the agrola could be done with a mechusar zman, and that's why you need the pasuk to exclude that. The Gemara doesn't suggest it. V'mipol avagoro l'sham l'shem yamtim aracher chatzos. V'mikolach apostle seir mishud b'zman shehigrel havim mechuzer dan. V'hot tenach says the Zer Avram. If you would say that that's not true, that you go by the morning, so that would be fine. That's why the Gemara didn't suggest it. V'hot tenach l'shidus asofrim. Tod v'inan shmona yamim b'behema lo b'inan me'es la'es. The morning of. Then that's fine. That's why the Gemara didn't suggest it. Aval hashitas hasoverin to beinim bume islaes ve'richu b'zeh achronim imkain. So you have a mechusus man called him chatzos. That's his raya. That's what he tries to bring a raya. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that this is not a proof. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah reish tzadi gimel. That's the mitzvah mechusus man. It's a separate mitzvah daraisa. Right? And I'll say, I think, and I'll also say mitzvah reish tzadi gimel that a carbon should be 8 days old. She called carbon shenakrim and a behema miben shmonas yamim v'lamala lo pachos mizeh, not less than this. And this is called mechuser zman begufo. By the way, I didn't mention there are other mechuser zmans. Let's say a woman is a zava and she's counting her shivan akiyim, so she has to bring a carbon on day 8. So on day 5 she's a mechuser zman. You can't bring the carbon yet. That's called the mechuser zman bebailim. There's a mechuser zman in the carbon too early mitzah the carbon, and there's a mechuser zman in the owner where the owner is not fit yet to bring the carbon. So different types of mechuzah zman. But the Minchas Chinuch there discusses this question. Do you say that you need me'es la'es? You need till day 8 the following week at this time. O dilma, o tekev, b'lel shmini. Chazi l'karbon, or right away. At lel shmini, you can't give a carbon at night, but theoretically, going into the 8th, right, once you reach the Lel Shmini, it's already Kroy. So he quotes one Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamet Vav, which sounds like you don't need Meis Leis, because it says, Rapapa ikli va'aviluhu igla tilta biyama de shiva, right, it was day 7, v'amile, isis rechisu ala urta v'yachlinim nef, if you would have waited till tomorrow, I would have eaten it. Near the take of balaylo yasa mechal nefel. Pierce Rashi, mixes yam kagulo, v'chulu, and he continues, said he quotes from our Gemara, Yumasama Gimel, and he says, I don't think it's a raya. V'raya zeinu makir klal. Why? There's a separate avera of being makdish a mechuser zman. Right? You're not going to be, forget, besides bringing the carbon mechuser zman, but just declaring this as a carbon on day 5. That's also, because that's a form of balmum. You're not going to do that. So that's already why it's never going to come up. This hechi timsi. Oh, maybe you would have thought it's kosher in the morning. It's mechuzer zman, but it's going to get kosher in the afternoon. No, you have to be makdish it before you magril it anyway. So it's not going to work anyway. V'ei demakrivo acharze mikol makom b'shas hagorol nasa hektish, says the Minchas Chinuch. K'mevor shama, as we had earlier in Daf Mem, hagorol osei ochatos v'yimkein af below hakra delo yuchal hagril shemayala v'agorol Hashem over basi v'aslag disho v'zeh pashut, says the Minchas Chinuch. I don't understand what the raya is. I don't think it's a raya. You couldn't have mentioned this possibility anyway, because it's not going to be allowed even b'shas hagrala. We assume the prima gadim assumes, I should say. The Prima Gadim assumes that the Pisachei Shuvah quotes this in Yaradeya. In Simen Tezvav, it's not Karbanos, Hil Cheshrita. Right? The Prima Gadim assumes that you need Me'es La'es, but most other Achronim seem to assume that you don't need Me'es La'es. Right? This is not just the halacha by Kachim. This is a halacha by Chulin. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tezvav in Yaradeya, Efra, Chazman Shalom Yasal Avir Olam, Asur, Lachar Yasal Avir Olam, Mutter Miyad. Okay, number one, a little chick, you cannot shekel until it comes out. And then, Behema Shialda. By Kadshim, there's a separate din, not before day 8. By Chulin, it depends on the health of this animal. Do you know that this is a full-term animal, or are you not sure? If you're not sure if it's a full-term animal, then you have to wait till day 8. Because there's a chash nefel, chash that it's a trefa, that it's not going to live, it's not viable. But if you know for sure, you know exactly when this animal got pregnant, and you know exactly when fertilization was, and you know how long the animals are supposed to be pregnant, so then you wouldn't have to. Behema shiyalda im yadua shekalu chadasha of dahinu tisha chadashim legasa v'chamisha ladaka, 9 months for a big animal and 5 months for a small animal. Biyom shenolad mutter miyom shenolad. So the day of, you don't have to worry that maybe something got damaged during the birth. And if you're not sure if it's full term, until the beginning of day 8. So on that Halach and Shulchan Aruch, the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Prima Gadim. Ayin Prima Gadim Shekasa Tabina Shiyavu Zainya Meis Leis. You need 7 24-hour periods from the moment the animal was born. Vimnolat Sof Yom Aleph, right at the end of Sunday, you have to wait till the end of Sunday the following week. Imigia Tchilas Lal Motzi Shabbos. Adan lo yasam echal nefel at sof yom amachras. V'chein mashma betaz, amnam, tshuvas no de bihuda, veviraias lo bina meisleis, and he quotes others, v'siyam afilo achim, yom amais lo yadi, kashal lo hakel, meikar adin, we pass in lo kula, but kashal lo hakel, since the Prima Gadim says lo isser. Me'achar shem afurish bali aram, farsam lo isser, mikalak na meikha lo hefsid, hol de balav achi rak yisura drabanan, v'chulu. By kachem, it's an isser daraisa. By yachulin, it will translate to an isser drabanan. Good. That's part one. Just two other points to mention, one of Lamdis and one of Tamei HaMitzvos. In Lamdis, the Achronim discuss, you have it here in the Mitzvos HaMelech, that maybe there are two ideas of Mechusar Zman. There are two dinim in Mechusar Zman. One is Chashash Nefel. You're worried that maybe it's not full term, maybe it's a trefa, maybe it's not going to live, and that's why you can't shecht it and you can't eat it. And number two, there's a special formal din, Zeros HaKasev, not before day eight. Even if you know for sure that it's perfect and healthy and wonderful, still, by kachim, you cannot do it before day 8. And that helps answer a number of questions which we're not getting into now, but it's important to know that you sowed. That's what the Mitzvah Samelach describes here in Mitzvah Samach. V'nir bazeh, the shnei dinei mechusar zman, ne'amru b'kachim. Two din, chada din mechusar zman shu mechashash nefel, like the sugi and Shabbos. V'din zeh af l'chulenu ne'amar, as we just said. And that chashash nefel, a practical concern that the animal is not full term and not healthy, so that applies even to chulin. It translates to the rabbanan. Va'od din mechusar zman hanoma rak bekachim v'yalfinan le bezvachim daf yud beis v'cholin daf pei aleph, and that's based on the psukim, right? And the nafkamina might be day or night, leil ches or even day of, right? The pasuk, the gemara says in a few places, Rabbi, the Rabbi Abturiki Rami, ksiv ha'yash shivas yamim tachazimo, it has to be with his mother day set of 7 days. Halayla chazi mashba, after 7 days, the night of the eighth is okay. V'ksiv u'meyom hashmini v'hala yeratzeh, sounds like you need day eight, not the night before. Right, so that's the Gemara, asked that stira, right, the pasuk itself gives off different impressions. Ha-ketzad, laila l'kedusha v'yom l'hartza'a. Right, at night, kedusha, Rashi says, mutter l'kadsho mishachashecha, you could already be makdashit leil ches, ava l'hakrivo azra yom hashmini, became a makrivit until day 8. So the chashash nefel is already paka at night, but the din of Mechusar Zman is only by day. Al-Hakriba Asura Yom Hashmini Mikrod Yom Hashmini V'Hala on a Daraisa level. Hamavur, the Bekachim Yikadim Mechusar Zman Ha'osir Ad Yom Hashmini V'dinze Lav Michshash Safik Nefel. And that itself helps answer a couple of questions that are brought up. By Tami HaMitzvos, the Rishonim discuss, what's the Svar Baha? Is there a Svar? Can we think of an idea? Why it would be not allowed to be brought before day 8. But Sefer HaChinuch says that it's not fitting to be a Karban Lashem. Right? Karban Lashem has to be a strong, robust animal. So the first week, it's not such a nice animal to give to Hashem. It's still scrawny. It's not covet. It's not covet like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah. And you're supposed to bring your best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like by Arla, right? What do some Rishonim say by Arla? The first 3 years, the fruit don't grow so well. So that's why, you know, the first 3 years are Aser, and the fourth year, to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Ravai. So here too, Ki B'koach HaPula, as the Chinuch says over 100 times in his Sefer, I made up that number, but many times, Ki B'koach HaPula Yisor HaAdam L'Hakshir Maseyu, right, Achorei Pa'ulos Timshachos HaLavavos, and therefore you have to give a nice karban to Hashem so that I realize that I'm giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umishleimus hakarban shiyem ben shmonas yamim v'hala ki kodem lachem eno ruuyish loy l'chol davar v'lo yachmod ish oso la'achlo l'scharav l'tshura. Nobody wants it if it's so early. Number one, the Zayin Latara of Saratskin said yes. Maybe it also has to do with rachmanus. Maybe the first week after an animal is born, there's a special connection between the offspring and the mother. In order just to get it to live, even though very soon many animals, you know, kind of separate and say now you have to fend for yourself. But the first week is different. So says the Aznayim LaTorah, Mitam Rachmanus Ne'asar. Kenef Shalomar Gambazeh, just like by Shiluach HaKan, so to Yesh Vam Rachmanus, Sheish Ava Yesera, Bein Ha'avu Vein Vlada, Bebehema Kwaba Adam, El Shaba Adam, Hidim Shechas Kol Yimei Chayei HaHorim Babanim. By people, the love exists forever. Ubebehema raklis man muad. Hashem knows there's a special love only the first week. Right, after the animals get older, well, there's a special connection. You have 1,000 cows, right? The mother cow will know. No, it's done. They start goring each other when they get bigger. As if they're very, you know, totally not connected. That's what the Torah says, that you have to wait. If you look, that's the Chinuch and the Zayin Torah. If you look in the Shibali Haleket, one of the Rishonim, Sugya Rofe, he says, so you have a Shabbos that this animal went through. That's why day 8. You have a Shabbos. Unbelievable. This is quoted in Shibali Haleket and Simin Pei Beis. Din Tfilas Musuf Shal Shabbos. What's it doing there? What is this halacha doing in Musuf on Shabbos? So here we go. So he goes, we say, Tikata Shabbos, Ratzisa Karbonoseha. Right, you want the karbanas. Yesh mefarshim bechol karbanas ksiv seir lachaper aval bekarbanas Shabbos lo ksiv seir. There's no seir for kapar for Shabbos. Lakach sidru loma ratzisa karbanas sheyin karbanas ratzon. These karbanas are pure because Hashem commanded them and loves us, not because it's atoning for anything. Shein srichin kapara v'yesh mefarshim. That's one day. V'yesh mefarshim ratzisa karbanas seha ki karbanas Shabbos hu rotze karbanas hachol eino rotze. Atzmaha, what does that mean? Hashem liked karbanas of Shabbos, and now we take karbanas? Elakach pirusho. Shelo ratzisa shum karban, ela imkein over alav Shabbos. Hashem doesn't want a karban unless it has gone through a Shabbos. The Shabbos not only affects people, it affects the entire world. Even the animals are affected by Shabbos. V'kachum afurish bepsikta, d'sharo chesef, v'yeshivas yamim yachtachas imo, v'yishur d'sichna mishim rebelevi amar, mashal amelach shenichas b'medina, posi kruz, a king comes to town, and puts out an announcement, kol adam lo yirafanai, et sheyirapanei matruna tchila. You want to see me, you first have to go see the prime minister. The king says, you have to meet with the prime minister before you see me. Hashem says, you got to meet with Shabbos before you see me. Before you're the carbon, you got to see me. Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu the Yisrael, Al Takrivu Bafanai Karban Ashtaver Olav Shabbos Shein Shiva Below Shabbos. That's the Shibali Haleket. And then he adds Ve'ein Mila Below Shabbos. Right, there are parallels between Bris Mila, the Sandik being like a carbon. Why day 8? So the baby has a Shabbos. Lakach Yasadato Ratzisa Karban Aseha. The karbanas of Shabbos are specially merutzah to Hashem because they've for sure been through a Shabbos. From this day, now the karbanas are roi. And he continues. By the way, not for now, but we know by a bar mitzvah also is a big discussion in the postgame. To be bar mitzvah boy. What if a bar mitzvah boy is born Tuesday morning? Is he allowed to daven the following Monday night ma'ariv? Is he allowed to daven? Right? Do you go by me'es la'es? Do you need also 7 24-hour periods? So the following day, we're mekel there. We assume that right when you get to day 8, right you get to day 1, his birthday in the 13th year, so that's already okay. He's already considered bar mitzvah for mitzvahs d'rabbanan, right? Mitzvahs d'oraisa, we're machmir, like chazaka d'rabba, but that's what the Taz and the Magen Avraham both seem to say in Aruch Chaim in Siman Nun Gimel. Not all agree to it. The Ramah seems to be machmir on the Api Pashtus, but that's what we seem to hold. Okay, but that was a different topic, but this was Mechusar Zman, Bibehema.